De gemorren men nog eens dat men gimmel aan met pees.
Jut, ja, er moet geëvenzen bij ingen meer brochus.
A person is required to say 100 brochus every day. Shenema, the Atzi is to Mo Hashem Alekech Hashem Imo. Rashi is Mo Hashem, there's nothing more. I'll tip you more than Mayo. There's a Makai to say 100 brochus every day. Rav Chia Bereid Rav Avya B'Shabbato B'Yoyim Tovo Torach U'Memali Lehu B'Afas Haskme U'Megodi. Rav Chia Bereid Rav Avya on Shabbos and Yom Tov, who was short of brochas, he was matriach himself in order he was to be mal of the 100 brochas with besomim and with different megodim, with different peiros and mini masikos. The tour in Simon Mem Vov brings down B'Shem Reb Nitaroi Gorn that Dovra Melech was massacring the 100 brochas because there were 100 people, Loyalena, were dying every day, and they didn't know what the sibba was. What was the reason why so many people were dying every day? At Shechoka V'Tevim Beruach HaKodesh, he understood Beruach HaKodesh what it was, and he was Mesakan to say 100 brochas. And the Levush explains what did he understand? What did he see in the Beruach HaKodesh? It was that they were not mishabech the Ribbono Shel Olam sufficiently. For all the Torahs which the Ribbono was mashpia on them, they were not mishabech the Ribbono Shel Olam. And because of that, 100 people were dying every day. The Dovra Melech was mesakan, he made a takana, they should be mishabech the Ribbono Shel Olam, and say 100 brochas per day. This din, this Gemara is interesting. It's brought down in three places in Shulchan Aruch that a person should make 100 brochas. The first is in Simon Mem Vav Sif Gimel. Chayiv Adam Levarich B'chol Yoy Meir Brochas Lepochas. At least 100 brochas. If possible, he should make more. But Lecholapochas, a person is mechuyu to make 100 brochas. In Hilchus Shabbos and Simon Reish Pei Dalas Sif Gimel, Tzorich Lechavon Lebirch Lebrochus Akoyreim Lebetoyra, a person should be Mechavon to the Brochus with the people have a Leo Letoyra, and Lebirchus Hamaftir, Viana Achreim Omein, you should answer Omein after them, Vialu Loi Lehashlim Minyan Meir Brochus Shechisa, and it would be matched from the 100 Brochus which a person is lacking on Shabbos. Yom Tov, a person doesn't have as many brochas, the Shemoneh Esrei is not as long, and therefore he should have kavana to be yotze with the brochas of the Oilu L'Toira. And Simon raised Sadi Sif Aleph, Yarba b'peiros and megodim and minei reach, a person should be marba with peiros and megodim and minei reach, k'dei l'hashlim minyan mea brochas. From all this we can see that there's a chiyuv gomor to make 100 brochas. The Lashon the Gemara, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, chayiv adam levarich is a raya that is not stam midas chasidus. It's a chiyuv gomor, a person is mechuyuv to make 100 brochas every day. Now, feed on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you see from the Gemara and we see from the Shulchan Aruch, a person tzorich lechavon, he's mechuyuv to mechavon to the brochas, the oil of the tides, the mashlim is meyer brochas. And I saw a chidor, a strange chidor. The chidor says as follows. In the chidor, in the Sefer Machzik Broch on Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Tzadi, Loshon Hashas B'Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Omid Beis, Rav Chia Bar, Bereid Rav Avya, B'Shabbat, Af im year loy tairich begufoy be mamoinoy, it cost him money, he had to buy payers, etc., which he wouldn't have normally done. Umidika oma torach and mamali lahu. It's a raya that he went out of his way to do it. Omnom. Kivin de chazinan de bashas, yichu ze dafkal rav chir bereid rav avya, mashma. To who dafka hoy mitsui le toiva b'ha milsa? The Gemara points out one amayra who did it, mashma, the other people weren't careful in doing it. Le madnu de treyach b'zehu midas chasidus. So he turns everything round and he says the fact that one amayra did it is a raya that no one else had to do it, and no one else did it. He was midas chasidus, but he was matriach himself. There's the same, the similar lashon in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura in Reis Sadi Sifkot and Beis says as follows: Va'ato shechosaloi kama brachos shebetfilas Shabbos. A normal Shemoneh Esrei's got 19 brachos, and Shabbos only got 7. So every Shemoneh Esrei, you're losing 12 brachos. So you're losing so many brachos. Yishtadl lahashlimom. Yishtadl. It's interesting that the Pashto says it's a chiyuv, and then the Mishnah also uses lost in yishtadl. And I found that the chemed in Chelik Beis Mareches Ches Klal Lamed Dalud, he brings the chidah that it's only midas chasidus. Hare mevur mit vorob de mashmele de ein bezer kol kachir gomul. Rak midas chasidus. Ve kol shekein de ein loimish hu chiv min atoira. Remember, the Stechem has got a shayla whether this din, the Gemara says, Dash is ma'a shem alakech shim, shoy mi moch. The efshe is a chiv min atoira to say 100 brochas every day. He says, it's a chiv min atoira, it's a kol say it's midas chasidus. And I feel it's a drabonon. Yesh le gamkin b'tevorov. De eichi sochin shlo yeh zeh chiv gomar kol adom. De loy mi boi le das at soiv nehum chiv min atoira. De pshita de chayiv le treyach begufu b'moyna le kaim chiv. El af le mat dan aktina de eide ele chiv drabonon. Lom lo yeh chayiv kol adom kishyuri. Af begufoi im b'moyna kefi yecholtoi. Kwa sigo hara pesach advir. Metuf tam ayin shom. So it's a strange thing that the Mishnah Brura, the Chidah, both take on it's only Midas Chasidus. If we've got time, we'll come to a Teretz on that point. The Rambam says as follows in Perek Zion. Halacha Yud Dalit Chayv Adam Lavorich Meir Brachos B'chol Yoyim Bein Hayoyim V'Halayla, between the day and the night, between the 24 hours of the day, you should make sure he's making Meir Brachos. Then he goes on, what are the Meir Brachos? And then he adds on in Halacha Tesavov B'Shabbosos V'Yomim Toivim Shatfila Sheva Brachos, he's only got 7 Brachos, therefore he's missing many. B'cheinim loynis chay b'shay yomim b'chol ha-brochus ha-eilu v'goy sh'liyoshin kol ha-layla, so therefore he doesn't say ha-mapel chev l'sheino v'lohitir chaguroi, therefore he doesn't say matzir asurim, he doesn't say oyze yisur b'gvuro v'lohinichnis l'beis ha-kisik yoyz b'eilu, he's missing the brochus. Zorich lahashtim meya brochas mebruchas ala shopeiras. Keitzad. Oichul ma'at yerek mevorich lefonov la'achrov. Bechoyz v'oichul ma'at peirizem mevorich lefonov la'achrov. V'ma'at mepeirizem mevorich lefonov la'achrov. Shosa yai mevorich lefonov la'achrov. U'moyna kol ha'brochas ad shemashtim meya b'chol yoyim. He's moyna kol ha'brochas. Losh and the Rambam is mashma, as a din, besides the chiyuv, the same mayor brochus, a person is supposed to count them. A minor, that's the Lashon of the Rambam. A minor kol ha-brochot ha-shemashlem meyeh b'chol yoyim. Ataki found that this inyan of counting the brochas, the yaivets in his siddur, brings down as follows. The yaschel limnois b'birchoisa mitfilis arvis. We will see shortly when he's supposed to begin, but whatever it is, you're supposed to begin counting the 100 brochas. V'yisaprem achas la'achas. Limtsoi cheshbon, you should count them one by one in order to get the cheshbon of meyer brochas. Kolmash oime brocha mitzvah lekoisva al sefer ledas hamisbo. Whenever a person says a brocha, he should write it down on whatever it is that he's got a piece of paper to write down the cheshbon of the meyer brochas. Yesh bezeh. Yeah, very good question. Yesh bezeh revach. We'll come to it in a moment. Yesh bezeh revach kofel. By writing it down, you know that he hasn't missed anything out. Every brocha he says, he writes it down, he makes a tick. So he knows that he's made his 100 brochas. Like on a Yom Tanis, a Bichel Shematik Meboy Jom, Tishabov, Chaserim Harba. So if he doesn't count them, he won't know how many he's missing. And so therefore he should... Bemis, although we know in Yom Kippur a person makes 100, is certainly short of 100 brochas, but he listens to the Eilu LaTorah. Shabbos, he can eat various things to be mashed in the Meyer brochas. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, unless a person is aware to listen to the Eilu LaTorah, he's not going to get his 100 brochas, because he's short of quite a few. His two seudas he doesn't eat. He doesn't eat on Tisha B'Av by night and not by day. So he's sort of many brochas, and if a person is not aware of it, he will come out, he hasn't made 100 brochas. V'huloi yadili zoyla hashlima birchas acheris. V'chein, b'shabbos v'yontuf, chosim ha-mispa sach rav, v'yachshev eichu v'may yashlim acheris tachteim. So what you do on Shabbos and Yontuf, as you're quite right, you can't write them down. Oz yasaloi Klaf, he should make himself a little bag. Shinich b'toichoi minyan peiros or kitnius, he puts his little raisins in, or he puts some peas or something inside it. K'mispa ha'brocha shemavorich, as shiashle minyan meyo. So he counts up all the little things which are inside his bag, and he knows what he's made of 100. So till now is mashma that a person is supposed to count 100 brochas. But we'll see in a moment that that's not so. A person knows that a normal day, if he meets brochas, he davens, he puts on talis and tefillin, he's certainly got 100 brochas. He has a suda, so he's certainly got himself 100 brochas every day. So he doesn't have to count, because it's already been counted for him, or he himself has counted it beforehand, and he knows he's got 100 brochas. And that's his loshon, he says, a cheshbon should be stam yoyim yesh lechol hapochus meyer brochus. Pomim oid yoysa. Boifen ze I ata tzorech lachashev klau. The Ibbot says the normal weekday you don't have to begin counting because you know you've got 100. So when he says that on Shabbos and Yontif you have to count, he doesn't mean you have to count 100 brochus. A person who makes a cheshbon once, how many brochus he's short of, which we'll see is machleif, whether it's 18, 19 or 20 brochas a person is short of on a Shabbos. So he knows he has to be mashlem 18, 19 or 20. So he only has to count those brochas. Are women mechuyev that meyer brochas or not? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman in Halichas Beisah says that women are not mechuyev. The Shevet HaLevi in Chedek Hei Simon Chaf Gimel also says the same, that women are not mechuyev, and he says a raya, because part of the Mei of Brochas is the broch on tzitzis and on tefillin. Women are not, haven't got to wear tzitzis and tefillin. So why doesn't it say b'mkoyim, the Chazal should have been masakim, because b'emes, in the, if you look in the Rishonim, the Kolboi Rishvori, Aleket, Avudraham, all those type of Rishonim, we speak on the tefillas, they all say that the Chazal didn't just say a person mechuyev to make 100 brochas. They gave us the 100 brochas. Why do you daven Shmoyne Esra every day, or three times a day? Chazal will misak in Shmoyne Esra three times a day in order to have 100 brochas. And all the Birchas HaShachar, which we say every day, Chazal will misak in those brochas in order to give us the 100. Was the Borch Shoma, Yishtabach, Birchas HaShachar, Birchas Krishma, Birchas Arvus, they were massacring those brochas gufa in order to get the 100. So he's got a time, why didn't they should have been massacring for a lady, some extra brochas, instead of talis and tefillin. And the Mizariah, the women are potter. Besides that, the women are potter, out of those mayor brochas, as we say, I'm not going to go into it now, but many of them, the women are potter from saying. It's a Mr. Seishas Mangrom, the various brochas out of the 100, which they're the potter. So it's not shy for them to make 100 brochas a day. The Rishayim use a Loshon that Meir Bachurim died every day. Meir Anoshim died every day. His mashma was a din on the men, wasn't a din on the ladies. And therefore, there's no chiyuv for ladies to make Meir brochas. Lemaisa, Rebbe Eliashiv holds that they are mechuyev. So it's chalukei deis on this point. When is the zman that you count? Is it from morning till morning? It's a 24-hour, in a 24-hour period, a person's supposed to make 100 brochas. So when is that 24-hour period? Is it from night till night or from morning till morning? So the Sefer Eitan brings down the machlokes on this point. Some say you count from morning till morning, some count, you count from night till night. In a normal weekday it makes no nafkamina. If you count from morning till morning or from night till night, you always have the same three Shemoyne Esras and the same all the brochas which we say, you'll have them. But nafkamina is on the Shabbos.
No, what's the nafkamina to say day to day? I mean, we don't work day to day.
Pardon?
We don't work today, we work night to night. A day is called from the night to the next night. So what's the halakha that should be day to day?
The day begins at daytime, no?
It's just, Mevroth is called the Yilipas, the Zut Sphira, we start at night. You know, 24 hours goes from night till night.
All right, it takes a double poshet like that.
So the halakha of the Kari Ravan on the set of the morning is for Emunah. The whole thing of Mevroth is for Emunah.
I mean, the Lashon of the Rambam, the Pashtas, Perek Zayin Yud Dalet, Chayvon Roich Meir Brochus B'chol Yoyim Bein Hayoyim V'Halaylo, Umahein Meir Brochus, Eilu Sholosh V'Esrim Brochus Shemamina B'Perek Zayin, the 23 Brochus, which we say the Birchus HaShacha, Mosheva Brochus of Kriya Shema, Shachris, V'Arvis, he always seems to put the morning in before the evening.
Yeah, that's not finished. Where do we see that?
So
in our calendar that we work day to day?
Yeah, it could be. But on Shabbos it makes an afkamina, because if you count from morning till morning, so on Friday you've got the Friday, you've got Shachris and Mincha of 19 brochas, and you've only got Friday night of 7 brochas. And if it's from night till night, if it's on Motzah Shabbos, you've got 7 brochas for Shachris, Musaf and Mincha. But you've got Motzah Shabbos, 19 brochas. So it does make an afkamina. But from Rav Rishonim, Shpori Aleket, Oichas Chaim, Mekolboi, Avudraham, they all point out that we've got, instead of the 19 brochas of each Shemoyne Esra, we've only got 7 brochas. And therefore we're short of 36 brochas on Shabbos in the number of brochas of Shemoyne Esra. Is that right? They all take on, it goes from night till night. And Mefurish Hazoi in the Achroinim, the Seder Hayyin, the Mogen Avraham, the Simen Ben Vav, the Yaivot. They all say Mefurish that you're supposed to begin counting from the night. So now the Shaila is, you begin counting from the night. In the summer, and Bama's here, even in the winter, we daven Friday night before Nacht. So if it's from night till night, can you include the brochas which you say, if you daven, you say, you begin Baruch Hu Miboy Joy, can you include those brochas? And if you don't include them, you've missed out, you've got all the brochas of Ma'ir and the Shemona Esra and Kiddush, you wash, and some people even bench before Nacht. You're short of a tremendous amount of brochas, 18, 19 brochas you're short of. Can you include them or not? So I had a couple of riyas that you're allowed to include them. That means even though you began davening early, nevertheless you're allowed to include these brochas in your mayor brochas. One of the riyas is...
Of the point.
Pardon?
Of the point.
Yeah.
Of Shabbos.
So you include them in for your Shabbos brochas. One of the riyas is... that the Rishonim who say, all these Rishonim who say that you're short of brochas of Shemoneh Esra, these same Rishonim say that when it comes to Shabbos, you're supposed to have Maila before Nacht. So it's Mimoisef Mechoilish El Achoil, and you have Maila before Nacht. And nevertheless, they say that your brochas I include the Shemoneh Esra. Although you've done Shemoneh Esra Miboy Diyoyim,